Welcome to the Hot Lava Podcast. Kevin Acey, Padres beat writer for the Union Tribune. Ryan Finley, sports editor of the Union Tribune. We're just going to talk about the same old thing, but we're going to try and do it differently today, Ryan. Padres, Reds. Whoa. I do not see the next couple nights going well for the Padres. We can talk about that. The last few nights, the Padres actually won, didn't hit much. I want to make this clear. They won once. Right. Over the past series with the Mets. I don't want to make it like, oh, they won twice. That would be impossible with the way they're hitting. Ryan, where would you like to start?
Yeah, I'd like to start with the Mets a little bit. I don't want to belabor the same point that seems to come up every time we talk now, but this is a team that continues to struggle to hit. They face some pretty good pitching there, but just could not score enough runs. Where are we now, Kevin, in terms of this lineup, in terms of, you know, have we noticed a difference? Is there anything to kind of keep an eye on with this team?
Those are great questions. That's the thing. It's the same thing, but it seems to be getting worse. Everything that wants to come out of my mouth feels like a rerun, right? I don't know if you're old enough to remember when there were only three channels and that's all we got was reruns. You know, did you want to watch TV tonight? Oh, I've already seen that one. I hate to say this since we're in the business of people paying attention to the Padres, but maybe they should just read the newspaper, the website and the newsletter the next day, because I don't know why you'd watch this team. No, I mean it. Like, it's freaking horrible. Now, that I wanted to clarify that it doesn't mean they're going to be horrible or they are horrible in 2026. But how long have they been horrible? Like, it's really gone on for a while here. So I don't have any answers to you as to they're missing their pitches. That's been the case for a month. And when I say that, like, they're not doing damage, they're fouling off, they're swinging and missing, they're looking at pitches they should do damage on, and it's multiple guys. Now, the reality still is, though, and this is where I'll end, and we can go on to something else if you're choosing, is that the rest of the team is doing about the same, a little worse, some guys better. The key guys are horrible.
Right.
That's when we talk about the Padres. Like, yes, they can win with other guys as they have, but it's the key guys that are dragging the team's numbers down.
And I think that we've reached the point in the season where they're officially trying to do too much. Fernando Tatis Jr., some of this bad hitting is just bleeding over onto the base paths, into the bullpen. I mean, there are some maybe uncharacteristic mistakes that we're seeing out of this team. And we saw a lot of that yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, Ms. Pretty ugly. And I don't have, like, I've been anticipating on the various places I'll be asking questions, answering questions, getting questions. Like, how do I can't get inside their head. Like, why would they do some things like Fernando Tatis Jr. trying to steal third for zero reason? As a matter of fact, every reason is against him trying to do so. And then other mistakes or like uber aggression that's just a little too much or whatever you want to call it. And then, yes, guys are pressing. They're pressing at the plate. That's leaked over into the bullpen. I can't tell you the starting pitchers are. I don't know. I would actually argue that Padres should be doing better given the starting pitching that they're getting, or at least most days. Certainly, almost any team should be doing better than having lost. Is it 12? I've lost track. Is it 12 or 14? But yes, it has the best explanation I've gotten. And, you know, I've been doing this for a while, is it does seem that the stressing, the pressing has leaked over into other areas that they were pretty good at before, including situational hitting, productive outs, like guys going up there and, like, other than Jackson Merrill laying down a bunt, maybe there were some others. It's like forgetting that, oh, that's right. Just a fly ball or a ground ball to the right side will help us out here.
Right. Right. No, you're right. I think that there were two circumstances over the weekend that jumped out at me, and both of them were on the bases. It was Saturday, Sungmoon Song getting back picked off of third on the Little League play, where it was runners on first and third, guy breaks for second, catcher pump fakes to second, and Song's halfway home. And then again, you look at Tatis yesterday, you know, he has stolen 14 or 15 bases this season. He is a real threat on the bases. But just, that's not a situation where you're trying to steal. It gets thrown out at third late in the game, you know?
Yeah. I, 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 I can't say. I had a very important person's birthday party yesterday. I don't know that if it was asked, I don't know whose idea that was. Craig Stammen has taken a lot more responsibility for those types of plays. I cannot in any world imagine where Craig Stammen or anyone else called for that play. That had to have been on Tatis. I saw his quotes and just said, we're being more aggressive. No. I don't know. I can't possibly imagine why that was done.
Right, right. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Kevin, the Reds come to town. Tell me, what do we know about these Reds?
Well, what I know is that every time I watch them face the Padres for the last few years, the pitching, I mean, you got Andrew Abbott going tonight. And let me see here. In 2025, he just made one start against them, 5 innings, 1 run. Oh, no, sorry. He made another start, 8 innings, 1 run. In 2024, 7 shutout innings in his only start. In 2023, 7 2/3 innings and 1 run. The Padres are batting 198 against him and have a 0.98 ERA. So I don't want to take away from your running down the starters, but I don't see a way. And like, baseball is a funny game, but I'm waiting for the Padres to surprise me here and actually hit against a good pitcher or a pitcher who has had their number. I can't wait for it. I look forward to writing something different. I just see him getting just destroyed tonight at the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew Abbott hasn't been. Tell me about Andrew Abbott tonight. Like, tell me about what he's been lately. Cause I didn't really care. I wanted to see, make sure I had my numbers straight because I knew that my memory was he's owned the Padres.
Yeah. He has an ERA of 2.25 over his last 4 or 7 starts, which includes 4 quality starts, is much better on the road than he is at home. Consider this year on the road, he's 2-0 with an ERA of under 1.
All
because
right.
When he's not, because Great American Ballpark is Coors Field, right? For him to have those sorts of overall numbers must mean he's pitching really well on the road. And he's going up tonight against Walker Buehler. You know what? He coming off his third quality start, he's pitching better. 3-3 ERA, 4.5. Has a 3.5 ERA at home, a 3 ERA in his last 8 starts. This is a guy who is figuring it out in real time, and it's been kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, and I don't want to say figured it out. Any ball player of any position would always argue against you when you say figured it out. But I think you know what I mean. Like, we were talking about him figuring it out earlier in the season, and it wasn't really pretty, right? And we understood, right? Like, this guy's working back. He's changing some things. All the stuff that we've talked about a lot. Now it just looks like he's reached a certain level. And that the only thing he's figuring out is how to get back to Walker Buehler that he was before the second Tommy John, which would be absolutely incredible if the Padres somehow got that guy, here in the next month or so. So yeah, without a doubt, like, Walker Buehler's probably one of the guys you're more confident in starting for the Padres right now.
Yeah. Tuesday, Chase Burns, 7-1 with an ERA of 2.05, coming off a season high 9 strikeouts in his last start. He's going up against Lucas Giolito. You know, it's funny. His numbers aren't bad. He's 2-1, got a 4.86 ERA. Like, not bad, but I'm not sure he's passing the eye test yet out there. The velocity is still down. This is a guy who seems to get hit fairly hard when he does, even when he's pitching well. And so that could be a tough one Tuesday night.
I his last start for 4 innings, he'd given up what I think it was 2 doubles in the 4th inning. The Padres are down 1-0. Then he comes out in the 5th and hard contact, home run, double. His day is done. He was so much better. Fastball was up 1.5 miles. He said, I'm not even paying attention to velocity. I don't know if he's telling the truth or whatever. He's always said that it'll come back. But he was locating better. He was mixing better or mixing differently, which was turning out better. And then he wasn't. So you're totally right. Like, he's just not. You know, he's pitching about the numbers, or maybe the numbers are better than he's pitching. It was weird how his first 2 starts, like, he got away with some stuff and now he's not getting away with stuff. Lucas Giolito still is a veteran pitcher who you can't say won't figure it out. But yeah, you're right.
Yep. Wednesday we go Brady Singer, Michael King. Brady Singer, 2-6 with an ERA of just under 6 for the Reds. Michael King, his overall numbers are fine, 4-5 with an ERA of 3.4, but he has a 7.47 ERA. over his last three starts, and they were all losses. This is a guy, again, we talk about trying to figure it out in real time. Michael King's still pitching fairly well without his best pitch, it seems.
Yeah, and this last start, I think if I could put it succinctly as I understood it, he feels like he's close enough that he went against what he usually does, which is when he's out there, screw mechanics, not going to think about him at all, just going to compete. He felt like he could fix it this time. He was out there doing what he said that he could do, which is trying to fix his mechanics in the middle of a game, and he got rocked. Right. And it wasn't pretty. It was his worst start. And, you know, because usually, to your point, we can say, man, Michael King really survived. He did not. Now, you got King on the mound against Singer. You know, I've been pretty down on the first two games based on who they're facing. Singer is like the opposite of these other guys in terms of.
Kevin, I don't think that we have a whole lot else to go here. It seems like it's kind of same song, different verse with this baseball team. I'm going to ask you this, and this is going to be my on-the-spot question for you this week because I put you on the spot at the end of every episode. How much of a push is there to add a bat now? This is a team that needs an outfielder, or at least needs at least one more starter. I can't imagine that Samad Taylor, as kind of impressive as he was yesterday, I can't imagine that Samad Taylor's playing every day. I can't imagine that Jace Bowen's going to play every day. What do they need externally to keep this from really snowballing?
It's a great question. I can't rule it out. I understand there's just too many contenders right now, and no one's getting up. I would imagine at this point, the Padres get the guy they really want, whatever pay. You're happy that you've got a guy in AJ Preller is going to wheel and deal, but like, I mean, it's really in bad shape. And then go back to whoever they add. That guy better make.
And Kevin, of course, it helps when your superstars are playing like superstars, right? I mean,
that's the thing.
Right. The Padres need their hitters to hit. I don't know who they're going
to add. They need their hitters to hit.
Exactly. Well, that's a good place to end it, I think. Kevin, a little bit of a short one today. Padres-Reds, three-game series at Petco Park starting tonight. 6:40, then an afternoon game on Wednesday. That'll do it for this episode of the Hot Lava Podcast. For Kevin Acey, I'm Ryan Finley. We'll see you next time.